Hello and welcome. I'm Gina Shakespeare. Today on Declassified, Senator Harris misses a huge revelation from Barr during the Senate testimony. You are not going to want to go anywhere. So what was it? I missed it. You're going to find out. The huge revelation from Barr is only the beginning today. We also have coverage on the House Judiciary Committee, who have scheduled a vote to hold AG Barr in contempt. What's that all about? We have the answers. We are quickly going to move through all this, all you need to know right here on Declassified. Great name, am I right? Yes. It's going to be perfect for the future. It's what you've all been waiting for. Justice is coming and it will not be stopped. This first piece by our Epoch Times contributor, Brian Cates. In an amazing exchange during testimony before the United States Senate on May 1st, Senator Kamala Harris badgered Attorney General William Barr by demanding to know why he hasn't recused himself yet from having any involvement with the Mueller special counsel or any of the other referred criminal cases that sprang from it. When that line of attack failed, Harris turned to repeatedly demanding to answer to the same recusal question about soon to depart Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. In his answer to Harris's series of questioning about why Rosenstein never recused himself from involvement in overseeing investigations in which he was a witness as well, Barr dropped a huge bombshell that just about everybody has missed. First, Harris challenges Barr on his supposed need to recuse himself from dealing with any of the 14 cases arising from the Mueller special counsel investigation.
Will you agree to consult career DOJ ethics officials about whether your recusal from the 14 investigations that have been discussed by my colleagues is necessary?
I don't see any basis for it. I already consulted with them. And
you have consulted with them about the 14 other investigations?
About the Mueller case.
Have you consulted with the career DOJ ethics officials about the appropriateness of you being involved or recusing yourself from the 14 other investigations that have been referred out?
On what basis?
Conflict of interest, clear conflict of interest.
What's my conflict of interest?
I think the American public has seen quite well that you are biased in this situation and you've not been objective, and that would arguably be the conflict of interest.
Well, you know, I haven't been the only decision maker here. Now, let's take the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, who was approved by this Senate 94-6 with specific discussion on the floor that he would be responsible for supervising the Russian investigation.
I'm glad you brought up.
At this point, Harris grins broadly as if Barr had just wandered into a trap she's been waiting to spring shut and says,
I'm glad you brought up that.
Okay.
That's
and
a great topic.
He has 30 years experience, and we had a number of senior prosecutors in the department involved in this process, both career and non-career.
Yes, I've read the process, sir.
Disposition.
I have another question. And I'm glad you brought that subject up because I have a question about that. Earlier today, in response to Senator Graham, you said, quote, that you consulted with Rosenstein constantly, unquote, with respect to the special counsel's investigation and report. But Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein is also a key witness in the firing of FBI Director Comey. Did you consult I'm not finished.
Yeah.
Did you consult with DOJ ethics officials before you enlisted Rod Rosenstein to participate in a charging decision for an investigation, the subject of which he is also a witness?
Harris has now swung her trap shut and stares triumphantly at Barr, waiting for his answer. Try to fully grasp what Harris's loaded question implies. The Deputy Attorney General, who oversaw the Mueller Special Counsel's office during its entire existence, should have recused himself from any involvement whatsoever with it. You can see from Barr's face, he can't quite believe he's being asked this question.
My understanding was that he had been cleared already to participate in it.
This clearly was not the answer Harris expected, and her face shows it.
So you had consulted with them and they cleared it?
No, I think they cleared it when he took over the investigation.
Did you consult?
That's my understanding.
You don't know whether he's been cleared of a conflict of interest?
He would be participating if there was a conflict of interest.
So you're saying that it did not need to be reviewed by the career ethics officials in your office
I believe it was appropriate? Well, I believe it was reviewed.
And I would also point out
this seems to be a bit of a flip-flop because when the president's supporters
I think in this case is that you're not answering the question directly.
What?
Did the ethics officials in your office, in the Department of Justice, review the appropriateness of Rod Rosenstein being a part of making a charging decision on an investigation which he is also a witness in?
Yeah, as I said, my understanding was he had been cleared, and he had been cleared before I arrived.
In making a decision on the Mueller report?
Yes.
And the findings of whether or not the case would be charged on obstruction of justice, he had been cleared on that?
He was the acting attorney general on the Mueller investigation.
Had he been cleared?
He had been.
To make,
I am,
by your side, a
I am
decision.
Informed, I am informed that before I arrived, he had been cleared by the ethics officials.
Of what? Of
serving as acting attorney general on the Mueller case.
How about making a charging decision on obstruction of justice?
That is
the underlying
the
offenses, which include him as a witness.
You know, that's what the acting attorney general's job is.
Harris demanded to know from Barr if Rosenstein had been cleared by the DOJ Ethics Department to be both a witness in Mueller report-related cases and the overseer of those cases. She fully anticipated Barr looking confused and either saying he had no idea if Rosenstein's dual role and the direct conflict of interest it implied had ever been addressed by the DOJ Ethics Department, or that he would come out and say no. Barr answered much to Senator Harris's obvious surprise that Rosenstein had been cleared for this dual role when he was appointed. Of course, Harris misses the revelation here from Barr. Yet Cates believes Rosenstein is going to be a key witness in more than a few upcoming cases. Harris thinks she should disqualify Rosenstein from making decisions while he was in charge of Special Counsel Mueller. Flustered at not getting the answer she obviously wanted, all Harris could think to do was to repeat the question several times, perhaps in hopes that Barr would change his answer. He did not. Multiple times she asked him if Rosenstein's dual role had ever been addressed by the Department of Justice's Ethics Department, and so multiple times Barr told her that, yes, the issue had been addressed and Rosenstein's dual role had been cleared by the DOJ Ethics Department at the time he was appointed to the role of Deputy Attorney General. Here's your key reminder. When was Rod Rosenstein appointed to head the Mueller Special Counsel? When he was confirmed to the DAG job back on April 25th, 2017. As Barr correctly notes, it was actually discussed on the Senate floor at the time his nomination to the DAG post was being debated that he would be the person leading the Russia investigation if he was confirmed to this post, which he was by a vote of 94-6. The DOJ Ethics Department looked into the issue of Rosenstein both leading the Russia investigation and appearing as a key witness in cases that sprang from what ended up being the Mueller Special Counsel at the time he was appointed to the job, way back in April of 2017. Ponder the implications of that, because it's clear that Senator Harris did not. So the grilling of AG Barr is not complete. The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a vote for tomorrow, Wednesday, May 8th, to decide whether to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not turning over a fully unredacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 elections. The committee's announcement comes during a rift between House Democrats and the Attorney General regarding the handling of the Mueller report and Barr's decision not to appear for a scheduled hearing before the committee, prompting questions about how much information the Justice Department is required to provide to Congress. In response to Barr's refusal to comply with Democrats' demands, Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler imposed a deadline last week of 9 a.m., first thing in the morning, May 6th, for Barr to provide the committee with a version of the report without redactions. Even in redacted form, the special counsel's report offers disturbing evidence and analysis that President Trump engaged in obstruction of justice at the highest levels. This is what Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said in a statement on May 6th. Congress must see the full report and underlying evidence to determine how to best move forward with oversight, legislation and other constitutional responsibilities. Nadler went on to say the Attorney General's failure to comply with our subpoena after extensive accommodation efforts leaves us no choice but to initiate contempt proceedings in order to enforce the subpoena and access the full unredacted report. He said that if the Justice Department agrees to comply with Nadler's requests by providing the full report, he would postpone the vote. The vote is expected to occur tomorrow at about 10 a.m. during a congressional contempt proceeding. The contempt resolution and report will be debated and voted by committee members. If the vote passes, the resolution and report would move to the floor for a full vote in the House to authorize legal proceedings. So in response to Nadler's announcement, committee ranking member Doug Collins called the Democrats' move illogical and disingenuous. Collins said in a statement, "Chairman Nadler knows full subpoena compliance requires Attorney General Barr to break the law, yet instead of introducing legislation allowing the Attorney General to provide Congress grand jury material, Democrats move to hold him in contempt. They know the Justice Department is working to negotiate even as they pursue contempt charges, making their move today illogical and disingenuous. Democrats have launched a proxy war smearing the Attorney General when their anger actually lies with the President and the Special Counsel, who found neither conspiracy nor obstruction." Moreover, Assistant Attorney General Stephen Boyd sent Nadler a five-page letter on May 1st explaining the reasons for not releasing the full unredacted report, and this is according to USA Today. Boyd wrote another letter, a second letter, to Nadler on May 6th offering to have a meeting to negotiate an accommodation that meets the legitimate interests of each of our co-equal branches of government. The letter was actually made public by Collins. Justice Department spokeswoman Kerry Kupac told the news website that Barr had already taken extraordinary steps to accommodate the House, but Nadler had refused to reciprocate. Democrats have criticized Barr for weeks since the Attorney General's release of an initial four-page memo that provides the bottom-line conclusions of the special counsel's findings. Mueller's report was eventually released on April 18th, concluding that neither the Trump campaign nor anyone associated with it conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. Moreover, on the issue of obstruction of justice, Barr said the special counsel did not provide a prosecutorial judgment, nor did it provide enough evidence to substantiate that the president obstructed justice. House Democrats have refused to accept the findings of the Mueller report and have launched hearings and investigations into obstruction of justice claims that many of them have openly admitted they hoped would lead to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. They have also criticized Barr for his handling of the release of the report, accusing him of siding with the president while repeatedly calling for the full unredacted report, despite knowing that compliance would result in Barr violating the law. Barr previously said the redactions are required to protect grand jury secrecy or to comply with judicial orders aimed at protecting the release of sensitive discovery information. They are also necessary to prevent the disclosure of information related to ongoing investigations and criminal proceedings, including the Internet Research Agency and Roger Stone cases. In order to accommodate with Congress members' requests, Barr has offered a less redacted version of Mueller's report to select members of Congress, which Nadler and other Senate and House Democrats have rejected because it would not permit them to discuss it with other members of Congress who all have top security clearances. House Democrats also criticized Barr for failing to appear at the House Judiciary Committee hearing on Mueller's report, and that was on May 2nd. Barr refused to attend after disagreements in the format of the hearing, where Democrats wanted to have committee staff lawyers directly participate in the questioning. Barr said questioning witnesses before congressional committees is the responsibility of elected senators and representatives. Fox News reported the House committee has tentatively scheduled a hearing for May 15th to allow Mueller to testify before the panel. If you enjoyed this video today, please do not forget to give it a thumbs up and leave a comment. We've discussed a lot. If you like, you can follow my declassified journey. You can find me at Gina Shakespeare on Twitter or Gina Shakespeare on Instagram. I just uploaded new photos yesterday. It took me a little while figuring it all out, but I did it. So let us know what you think. From all of us here, thank you so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate it.